Joining me in studio today is Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good, Duke. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you swinging by once a month and giving us some updates on the Arts Council. And boy, a lot of hubbub about this Halloween extravaganza that's in the works with you guys.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. We're plugging away, just making all sorts of different decorations and planning the different attractions that we'll have there. This is going to be a fundraising event, actually, for the 4-H Club. So all of our net proceeds from the event we're going to split those with the 4-H Club. So, and given the audience attendance at our pumpkin walk last year, we had around 700 people attend that, and that was our first year, and it was only the pumpkin walk. So not only are we doing the pumpkin walk, but we're going to have several different attractions: the Spooky Woods, Zombie Zone, the Shack, or the world's smallest haunted house. We'll turn the old information booth over there into a haunted house. And then, of course, this is all coupled with the 4-H Club, and the same evening with their carnival and everything else that goes on over at the fairgrounds area. So it's going to be really awesome, October 25th, and we're super pumped for it.
Yeah, coming up 5:30 to 8:30. That's a Monday, right?
Yes.
Monday
the 25th.
Yeah. So yeah, family night. Bring the family over.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, we'll have free hot chocolate over in our area. And of course, the 4-H Club does, you know, I think they typically have snacks, and even I think they've done pizza in the past, and, you know, carnival games over there. So we're really looking at this as like a big umbrella around this area, as, you know, as we really just have this really fun Halloween celebration with the Arts Council and the 4-H Club.
Yeah. Now, for those last year that were making bad personal choices and decided not to go a year ago, maybe missed the pumpkin walk, explain a pumpkin walk for those that haven't heard about it.
I hadn't heard about it up till a year ago. But basically, the whole community can carve a pumpkin or multiple pumpkins. This could be a little family activity the night before. It can do like a church group activity, just carve a bunch of pumpkins. So you carve them up, so bring them pre-carved the night of, about 5 o'clock is what we're hoping people will bring them. And then what we're going to do is we have Christmas lights that we plug in and string them all through the different pumpkins. So we light them up for you.
Cool.
And last year we had right around about 125 pumpkins. And so as the lights start going down in the evening, it just looks so cool with all these pumpkins lit up and all sorts of different carvings and things like that. So we hope to break the 200 pumpkin threshold this year.
Perfect. Now I've been seeing some pictures starting to surface about some of the Val Bagley trademarked artwork that's getting put into this, and it looks like the Zombie Zone and some of those things. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be impressive. Several of the attractions are more spooky than scary, right? So Spooky Woods is perfect for like little kids. It'd just be kind of spooky. Just give out some little candy in there. But then like the Zombie Zone, like we're legitimately like trying to scare people with that, you know? So we have like people that are dressing up as zombies. In fact, if people want to volunteer, we're getting that all organized to have additional zombies on staff. And, of course, people to be in the shack, the world's smallest haunted house, to kind of give people a scare as well.
Man, I love it. It's going to be a good time. October 25th, it's a Monday, 5:30 to 8:30 at the fairgrounds. You mentioned it is a split fundraiser for the Arts Council and the 4-H Club. So, there is a ticket charge this year. Tell us how that works.
Yeah. So it's, $10 for an individual. That gets you access to all of the Halloween extravaganza area, not necessarily to the 4-H Club area. They'll have their separate entrance fee. But then a family pass for the extravaganza area with all the attractions is $30. So no matter how big your family is, $30, that gets you into everything on our side. And you can buy those tickets online right now. They're available as of yesterday. Or, of course, just show up at the door, and you can buy a ticket that way as well.
Perfect. StarValleyArts.org to get those in advance online and get ready for this Halloween extravaganza. Val Bagley's putting in some time to make this work. He's the Halloween guru with
this. And when you hear from Val that it's looking even better than he had planned, then you really know you've got something.
Yeah, right? That's the truth. The Star Valley Arts Council Halloween extravaganza, we'll give you more details as it gets closer, but just plan to be there. It's a little over a month away now, October 25th. Some other events up and coming, kind of associated with well, not really associated, but you guys like to talk about what the Ford Theater is doing and the Salt River Arts Society. Man, they're knocking it out of the park
over there. We really love to give them a plug, you know, as often as we're on the air with you. They're just doing amazing things over at the Ford Theater. They just had a great violin and piano concert earlier this week. Madame Butterfly, the classic opera, is going to be there on September 25th at 7 o'clock. That's a great way to get yourself familiar with opera. It's a very well-known one. And there's a lyrical opera group coming in from out of town to perform that. So it's really going to be an excellent show on the 25th.
Yeah, and some guy called Colin Ray coming up.
I didn't even mention that one. Yeah.
So if opera's not your thing, maybe classic country, you know?
Timeless hits from Colin Ray. Make a whole list of them.
Right,
yeah. It's amazing.
Doing great things. Check out Salt River Arts Society on their website for details. But that's coming up September 25th. It looks like the Arts Council has brought on someone to help with the marketing.
Yeah, we just wanted to give a little shout out to our newest employee, Faith Shaw. She's joined on to be our marketing coordinator. So we love just getting the youth in our community involved, obviously in artistic productions. But we saw a nice opportunity to bring a high school kid onto our staff. So we welcome her, and she's going to be doing some great work for us on the backside of just social media posts, newsletters, things like that. So we welcome her.
Is there anything Faith Shaw does not do?
No, I don't, probably not.
Come on, Faith. Leave some talent for the rest of us, will you? That's Tim Hale this morning in studio with the Star Valley Arts Council. Look forward to the Halloween extravaganza October 25th. Anything we missed, Tim?
Oh, I think that's it. But we're really excited. And, of course, a nod to our sponsors. Just amazing. Our community, just incredible support here. So
absolutely. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and the Spur.